feeding time. She doesn't really make a lot of noise, but she makes a sound. What do you, you call that?
Saying she just, yeah, they call her ball, and it's like that here.
Do you ever say a cow lows?
No.
You never use that? Would you ever say a cow moos?
No, hardly ever say that around here.
Then what about the sound the horse makes?
He nickers.
Nickers?
Yeah.
Do you ever use whinny?
No.
Ever say whinny? And then what do you call a hen that's hatching eggs?
That's a setting hen.
And what do you call the place where you keep the chickens?
A coop.
Is that a big or small?
No, that's just a small coop.
What about a big one?
If you had a big one, you called a brooder house.
So the brooder house wouldn't be something you can move around?
No, it'd be stationary.
Could you move a coop around?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
Then what about this V-shaped bone in a chicken? What do you call that?
Pulley bone.
You ever call it a wishbone?
No, pulley bone.
And what do you call the stuff, I don't know whether, I guess you make it around here, the insides of a pig or a calf, I think it's probably not the liver, not necessarily the liver and the other organs, but all the eatable inside parts of the calf or pig.
We call it the ribs and the...
Well, there's something else too, at least they eat it at home. I don't know, do you ever hear of... harslet or a haslet or chitlins?
Chitlins, we call it chitlins. Yeah, that's the antlers.
Yeah, that's what it is. And then, what do you call the time of day that you have to go out and feed the stock?
Well, we're night and morning.
And then, do you have any special word some people say chore time, some people say feeding time.
Yeah. Mostly people say it's feeding time here, you know. Mm-hmm.
The interesting part. I'd like to get you to give me some of the calls for the animals, like calling a cow from the pasture.
Oh, you say sook, 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 like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, you just let go and give it. And what about do you have a special call for the calves to get them to come in?
Well, no, this is the same thing for the calves. And, horses, you have a different call than that.
What's the call for the horses?
We holler whoop, 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 like that.
Right. And then, what about I suppose you have a special call to the cow when you're milking her and she keeps kicking around.
Oh, you say saw back your foot or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say to a horse to get him to move on?
Come up.
And then to stop it.
Woo.
Do you ever say back up?
Yeah. When you want him to back up, you say back.
Some places they say back up just for him to stop.
Yeah.
But I don't think they say that here.
We say woo for him to stop. And if you want him to back, we say back up.
Mm-hmm. You good at calling hogs?
Well, not too good.
Would you give us a demonstration of that?
Hey, pig, 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 just like that. You know.
And did you ever raise many sheep?
Not too many, no.
Did you have a call to them?
Yeah, I call them sheep, cushieep, 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 just like that. You know.
And then what about when you want the chickens to come around so you can feed them?
You say, chicky, 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 like that, you know. I ain't much of a caller.
But you're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
And then what do you call these things on a riding horse that hang down from the saddle to put
That's
your feet?
Saddle stirrups.
And then do you have any special word for the horse on the left in a two-horse team?
Yeah, it's in the lead, the horse on the left. And the horse on the right's in the off.